Hello and a very good evening. It's Thursday, December 3rd. I'm Sukanya and you're listening to Market Wrap, a post-market podcast from Business Standard. Let's get to the headlines first. Sensex ends flat at 44,633. Nifty at 13,134. HDFC Bank dips 2% as RBI asks to halt digital launches. SBI Cards up 5%. Maruti Suzuki up 7%, hits over 11-month high. CLSA sees 46% upside in SBI stock, raises target price to Rs. 360. Bharti Infratel extends gain after Airtel hikes stake through open market. Steel Authority of India hits 52-week high. Stock zooms 55% in 1 month. And oil prices slip as OPEC resume negotiations on output cut extension. The benchmark indices ended with mere gains on Thursday after scaling record high in the opening deals. BC Sensex ended 15 points higher at 44,633 levels, while NSE's Nifty settled at 13,134, up by 20 points. India VIX, the volatility index, dropped 4.5% to 19 levels. HDFC Bank, which was down 2%, ended as the biggest loser on Sensex after the Reserve Bank of India ordered the bank to halt digital launches and new credit cards. On the other hand, auto major Maruti Suzuki India emerged as the top gainer, up over 7%. The stock also hit a 52-week high of ₹7,777 during the day, before settling at ₹7,740 on the BSE. The broader market continued to outperform the frontline indices. BSE Midcap Index gained 0.85% to 17,313 levels, while BSE Smallcap Index settled at 17,246, up by 0.68%. Sectorally, PSU Bank stocks rallied in the trade, with Nifty PSU Bank Index surging nearly 5% to 1,673 levels. SBI ended around 4% higher at ₹256.40 on NSE, after global brokerage firm CLSA increased the target price to ₹360. Now coming to global markets. China's stock edged lower on Thursday after the US House of Representatives passed a bill that threatened to delist Chinese companies off US stock exchanges. This is a move which is likely to further increase tension between Washington and Beijing. In Europe, shares made lackluster moves in the early deals, awaiting more signals from Brexit negotiators, while tracking progress on stimulus measures and vaccine as economies still reeled from the fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic. In commodities, oil prices rose as producers including Saudi Arabia and Russia locked horns over the need to extend record production cuts set in place in the first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, that's all we have for this edition of the podcast. For more news and views, keep following businessstandard.com.